بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى يقول يوم القيامة: أين المتحابون بجلالي؟ اليوم أظلهم في ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned: Allah Ta'ala shall say on the day of Qiyamah, where are those who loved each other due to my majesty, for my sake? Where are those who loved one another for my pleasure, due to my majesty? الْيَوْمَ أُظِلُّهُمْ فِي ظِلِّي يُوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. Today I will shade them beneath my shade, when there is no shade except my shade. So here again, these are those who will get shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And these are those people who loved one another solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meeting was, and the love for one another, was not for any dunya purposes, but it was because of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will then give them shade under His shade. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, I take an oath in that being in whose control is my life. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ. I take a qasam in that being in whose control, in whose hands is my life. That is not, in other words, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not enter paradise until you have complete iman. So you won't enter paradise until you have iman, and you do not have iman until you love one another. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. So a person won't enter Jannah until he has Iman. And a person doesn't have complete Iman until he loves one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم then mentioned, should I not show you such a thing that if you do it, then you will be having love for one another. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread salam amongst yourself. Make salam common amongst you. By making salam to one another, then you will be gaining muhabbat for one another. And when you have muhabbat for one another, then you will be getting iman, complete iman. And when you have complete iman, then you will enter into Jannah. So from this hadith we understand the importance of making salam, because this is such a thing that will create muhabbat amongst the Muslim ummah. And when there is no salam, there is no muhabbat. No muhabbat, iman is not complete. And then this becomes a barrier for us entering into Jannah. وعنه رضي الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا زار أخله في قرية أخرى. This hadith came previously, where a man goes to visit his Muslim brother in a neighboring town, in some village. فأرسل الله له على مدرجته ملكا وذكر الحديث إلى قوله إن الله قد أحبك كما أحببته فيه. رواه مسلم. وقد سبق بالباب قبله. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deputes an angel on his path. The angel is waiting in the pathway of this man in the form of a human being. The angel asks him, where are you going to? He says, I'm going to see my Muslim brother, visit him. He said, are you going there to collect some favor that you have done for him? And are you going to collect be given some gift back? Are you going there because you did some favor to him and now you're waiting to get something in exchange? He says, no, I'm going solely to meet him because I love him. So the angel then tells him that verily Allah loves you just as you love your Muslim brother for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Verily Allah Ta'ala loves you because you have shown muhabbat for your Muslim brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true muhabbat and keep us united so that we have a strong iman. And we may enter paradise. And of course, by loving one another for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to love us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah.